Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's going to be warm again, so get ready for it. I already feel outside. It's 80 degrees at 8 a.m., so if you got to do anything, go out there now and then be done with it for the day. And just hang out inside if you can, because it's a lot. But, you know, get some watering done if you're allowed to. And by allowed to, I mean, you know, no watering ban. A lot of cities and towns have it. I get it. Do what you can. I mean, it's funny, I saw this yesterday at my house. We have a very small drip in our shower, right? And waiting on somebody to come in. But I put a 5-gallon bucket under it because I'm sitting there saying, well, I want to capture the water if it's going to drip so I can use it. I'm not doing anything wrong. I mean, I'm just saving water, right? But I've been putting it out in my backyard. I have four plants in a nice little section. I'll just throw it over the railing and it'll soak right behind it and all around it. But it's so funny. I was looking yesterday and the grass right behind it, although it's not grass, it's really crap grass, but it's grass, right? That whole section is green. It's like bright green. The plants are doing good, but it's, you know, I'm capturing the water that would have otherwise been wasted. So it's just so funny because I didn't notice it because everything's so brown out there. And yesterday I looked out back and I was like, whoa, there's a green patch, but not enough. Anyways, you can see what water does. We all know that. I mean, I'm not saying anything new and anything hugely scientific here, but we need that rain to hit us and we need to continue on, to allow our plants to really come back before winter, right? During the next break, I'm going to have to try and find it and see how far back we are when it comes to water levels in this area. But it seems like, you know, we didn't have to deal with a drought last year. Major drought at all, right? July and August seemed to rain almost all the time. We had tropical storms coming through a number of times. And we didn't have to worry about this. So we kind of got, you know, spoiled last year, saying, all right, well, our plants are going to do this, they're going to thrive, they're going to... This year, got to work on it a little bit. So, definitely, if you can water, get out there in the morning. It allows the plant to absorb that water easier and continue out throughout the day. Whereas at night, it's not hard to absorb the water. The plant's not going to not absorb it. But think about it, it's got to go through the hottest part of the day, number of hours later, after a lot of that water's already been absorbed. So what's going to happen is it's going to stress the plant out a little bit more. So it's just something to keep an eye on and do the best you can with it. I talked about it earlier, hydrating soil moist. Adding those to the soil is definitely going to help. Hydrating comes in a liquid form. So again, you're going to have to water it with the hose. So do what you can, but it'll cut back on the watering. Same thing with soil moist, little granules. Mix it into the soil around the plants. You have to water it in so it'll absorb the moisture, creating a like little gelatin, and then holding the water into the area. So it's definitely something to be thinking about. Now, we are August 7th, right? We're thinking fall and hoping to, you know, look at it and say, well, our lawn pretty much had it this summer. I'm going to add some new seed in the fall. These are things to start getting ready for, right? If you didn't fertilize during the summer, I highly, highly recommend getting at least 2 fertilizing sessions in this fall. So we can talk about that more after some calls. We do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Patty's in Cape Cod.
Patty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. I called a while back regarding our corn, and you told me to buy some BTU and some Captain Jack.
Yep.
And we did, and I did all that. So we have, it's a 4x16 bed, and we've got about 60 stalks.
Okay.
And so there was one thing you told me to do, but I wasn't sure when, and I want to know if this is why we didn't get as much corn. We actually did get corn this year, first time ever. We didn't, you told me to tie the tassels with, And I was like, I'm not sure when I was supposed to tie the tassels. And then I Googled the tassels and I read that the tassels pollinate. And so I never tied them up, but I did everything else. We did get about 4 ears out of all the plants, which is a big deal because we've never, and they were delicious. My question is, for next year, when do we tie the tassels? And I forgot, why do we tie the tassels?
Well, so the corn tassels in the plant on there will form early sometimes when they are stressed, right?
Yeah.
You know, obviously pollination is through that, right? And it's necessary for that. We do it because I believe you were having an issue with an insect. I'm trying to just remember back what we were discussing.
We were trying to avoid insects on the early plants, which we did. We have no insects, but we have ears of corn, but there's no corn in them. There's just like an ear that's kind of empty.
Okay. I think we were kind of worried about some of the cutworms going through it and doing that type of thing and affecting it. So that's like the early stages of it starting to develop. So it's earlier in the season when you're starting to see some of those issues go on. At this point, I would like to... One of the things I would think you would need, so we've started to build up I'm going to call it antibodies, but it's not, but you get the idea. So get some of that background in there to help build it up to make it stronger. What I would like to see you do as well is maybe at the end of the season, get a soil test done. So we can see what else is going on in the soil. It might be missing some nutrients that are in there.
Okay.
That could also be part of it. But the good thing is, you know, you had four ears on there, right?
Yeah.
We're on the right track. So that's a good sign. I'm trying to think what else we could be doing here. Because sometimes, you know, when did you put the corn in?
When did you plant the corn? What month did we plant all this corn?
Early May.
Early May, and we also had the whole bed. We put a ton of manure and compost soil from our compost pile, worked it all in.
So that's a good time to do it, especially on the Cape. You're a little bit warmer than up here, so your last frost, and we didn't really have a frost in May. It was warmer, so it was perfect time to do it, because sometimes what will happen is cold temperatures slow it down the same way hot temperatures can as well. One of the things that I would look for you to do is adding some phosphorus levels to the plant. And we still have some time where you could actually look at doing something. Because the corn has those ears,
mm-hmm.
I'd look at using like a bloom booster type fertilizer, something that's heavy in the middle number. What that'll do while it's like the flower aspect, because the corn is their seed, right? Using that bloom booster to push more development into the buds, into the tassels, into all of that, could definitely help it. If you want to hang tight on the other side of the break, we can go over a little bit more.
Okay.
Because the music's hitting, so I got to hit that break.
Okay.
So hang tight with me. For everybody else, the phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Patty in regards to corn. And excuse me, they've been growing corn for a number of years and haven't gotten a lot of the actual corn, right?
Right.
So, a couple things that just during the break, kind of thinking about this. So, corn is wind pollinated. It's not pollinated, you know, based on, you know, bees, those types of things, right?
Right.
So, one of the things that they suggest is, instead of planting it in long rows, building it in blocks, like a 4x4 section, so they can each kind of blow onto the other, right? And that's one of the major things here. We talked about, because of the fact that you've had pests in the past, using BT, when you start to see the little holes, because you were starting, I believe, if I remember correctly, you're starting to see little holes in leaves, little holes in any ear that might even form.
So, no, I called you really early on to avoid all that, and you told me to get the BTU and the
yep.
Captain Jack, and we did. And just real quick, I just wanted to mention, we do have a lot of ears now, but they're like 8 inches long, but they're empty. They're like a third full. And I just wanted to mention that to you, too.
Okay. So just the just a little bit of an explanation for how the corn is pollinated, right? So the male flower is the tassel. The female flower is the silk that's in the corn. Okay, so that's the two there. So that's how they're pollinating each other, right? What you can do is you can actually self-pollinate for them, right? Pollinate for them by collecting some of the pollen from the tassels and trying any of the silk that is barely coming up from the, if there's any silk popping up through the ear, sprinkling the tassels on top of it.
Okay.
That's going to be your easiest way to, like, pollinate it yourself. So I'd almost, like, take the tassel, take, like, one of the strands, and I'd almost, like, rub the tassel so it kind of, like, breaks up some of the pollen that's there, and then sprinkle it on top of any of the silk. That's going to help with it. The other thing is deep waterings help tremendously when it comes to corn. They want a deep, deep soaking, and I know there's not a lot of rain, so it's hard to do, but mm-hmm. overhead water is not highly recommended. It's recommended to be like almost like a drip irrigation system for it, because it's easier to help push them that way. Again, I think when you have these ears of corn and nothing's really growing, pushing some fertilizer through it, something with a bloom booster, because it's going to help push into that ear of corn and help with it. But the water stress is a huge thing that slows down any development of the actual ears of corn. That's kind of the hard part here. You know, it needs warm temperatures, obviously, to grow. That's why you see them growing so easily in the fall. In the summer. The other thing is, how far apart are the plants? That's something to look at. We want to make sure, you know, they're about 8-10 inches apart from each other. Not so close.
You know, yep, I think that was kind of our mistake. They're about six inches apart. I think we planted too many too close. So we're going to do what you said, the bloom booster. I'll report back in like 2 weeks and let you know how that worked out with the ears that are on there. And then for next year, we're going to do that block that you suggested.
Yep.
And then we'll space them out, and we're going to do we're going to take the tassels and self-pollinate the little hairs.
Yeah, I think at this point, that's really your best bet.
Okay.
So, alrighty. Well, good luck.
All right, thank you. Thank you. I'll let you know.
All right, Patty.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
You take care. Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, more question and answer. We'll talk everything plants. We'll be back.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News.
New York State health officials have found indications of additional cases of poliovirus in wastewater samples from two different counties, leading them to warn that hundreds of people may be infected with a potentially serious virus. Just 2 weeks ago, the New York Health Department reported the nation's first case of polio in almost a decade. The health department reiterated that it is still investigating the virus's origin, and it is not clear yet whether the infected person in Rockland County was linked to other cases. Officials said the case occurred in a previously healthy young man who was unvaccinated and developed paralysis in their legs. This is USA Radio News. Two people are dead and eight survivors were rescued from waters of Florida Keys, the U.S. Coast Guard has confirmed. Authorities continue to search for another five people who are still in the water. The Coast Guard said in a statement that the 15 people, all thought to be migrants, were on board an illegal voyage. It is not clear from where they had traveled.
Taiwan is calling China its evil neighbor for conducting live fire military drills around the island. Taiwan's defense ministry on Friday claimed that multiple batches of Chinese fighter jets were crossing the median line in the waters between China and Taiwan. The Chinese army is conducting military exercises around the island in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's recent visit and has declared several danger zones around Taiwan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about an hour and a half left in the show, so plenty of time to call in and ask any of the questions that you have in regards to the garden. I know I mentioned this during the 7 o'clock hour, but I want to mention it again. Tomorrow at 9, I am going to be joining the Dan Mitchell Morning Show on WKBK out of New Hampshire. Just calling in at 9, answer some questions for you guys. You got another hour of me up in New Hampshire next tomorrow. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for you, but I'm coming at you live up there. So I'm looking to do that. Another cool thing that I wanted to bring up. It's such a cool thing that I got an email about a week ago, maybe a little bit more, from John LeBeau, who is the commissioner for Massachusetts Department of Agriculture, right? I got an email. You see his name pop up. I know the name, and I'm like, all right, so what did I do? I know I didn't do anything wrong. Anyways, it was the coolest thing. He asked me if I could be a judge for the 37th annual tomato contest that's held in Boston Public Market in the middle of August. So it's a tomato contest for commercial growers. But I was like, this is awesome. My dad used to do tomato sandwich contests all the time. And I'm being asked to do this. It was like my dad was like, hey, go do this. Anyways, I thought it was pretty cool. So I'll be a judge for the commercial growers on slicing the cherry tomatoes, heirloom and heaviest. In the middle of August, public's welcome to watch. So just pretty cool stuff. Just thought I'd pass that along. Now, we do have a call on the line. So I want to get back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jim's in Nantucket.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, first of all, I used to wash dishes at PJ's when your grandfather was the chef.
Awesome.
Long time ago. But anyway, I've got a pretty healthy fig tree. I'm probably going to get a couple of dozen figs out of it. It's in a big pot on our deck.
Okay.
And I've been putting it in the basement every year, which is fine, but it's getting kind of big. But I don't know if it's safe to plant it in the ground out here, or if you got any tips on doing that.
Well, so Nantucket's got a different zone level. But what they actually say you can do, and with figs, I've heard it done before, is digging like a trench right next to where you would have it in a container. And actually laying the plant down and covering it over for the winter, right? It's something that, it you know, is an old style theory of doing it.
Yep.
Where you just take the plant, you'll basically wrap the plant in burlap, right? And then bury them in a trench with mulch. You're not putting soil in it because soil is going to be a little bit too heavy.
Okay.
But you can just cover it over with mulch, leaves, all those things. And from once the ground's thawed in the spring, you can bring it back up. I've heard a lot of old-timers have done this work. Especially once they get so big, you can't really move them anymore.
Right. That's what's going to happen. It's going to get... I've got a pretty good-sized pot it's in now. It's like 2 feet across and 2 feet deep. And it's, at some point, it's going to be too small. So I'm just trying to think of a permanent solution, and I just didn't know if I could actually plant it in the ground. But it doesn't sound like it'd be a,
it's
the best
so,
way to go.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting, right? Because they're saying cover the whole plant in mulch into the ground, but I think it's this, they're more concerned about the actual structure of the plant than the complete root system.
Yep.
On it. So, I mean, because it can take some cold, right? And it just can't take too much for an extended period. And so I think that's why they have you know, wrap it in burlap, lay it down, and just cover it. When it gets too big. Otherwise, as long as you can bring it indoors, like into the garage, let it sit there for the winter. You know, another thought is, I mean, that's a pretty big pot, 2 feet by 2 feet. If you could almost get like they have some of those saucers where you can actually have with like caster wheels on them to move them around easier.
Right.
That might be worth looking into at this point, but I know, I mean, 24 inches and by 24 inches is pretty big. There's going to be some weight to it, right?
Yeah. It takes two of us to carry it downstairs.
Jeez. Well, you know, but there's multiple ways, right? But I think I have heard some people doing this where they just bury it, and that is just the routine that they've done for years, and it works.
Yep. I think this year I can get away with putting it in the basement again, and I'll have to, you know, address this next year and figure out the best route. But
you know, it's it's gonna take a little bit of work at the end of the season, right? It's not like two people moving in indoors, one and done. This one, you're gonna have to dig a trench, you're gonna have to turn it sideways, you're gonna have to get the mulch, you're gonna have to get all those things. You're also gonna have to wait to the point where
I appreciate you.
Yeah. You just have to wait till it gets cold enough to bury the plant. That's the other aspect of it. Because little rodents trying to find a home, you bend that over too early and plant it, the rodents are going to eat everything. That's the other thing.
Right.
So it's like the give and take between Mother Nature and yourself there. So just keep that in mind as well.
All right. Thank you very much. You got it.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So I had said it previously, but with the fig tree, it is something that people have been doing for years, laying it down, covering it. I think the burlap part is helpful so that the leaves aren't getting completely, like, destroyed. But mulching it in is perfect. And that's mulching the whole thing. It's not just the top of the plant, the pot itself. Okay? Now, I wanted to go back just a little bit into that tomato contest. I'm so like, it is such the coolest thing because I remember my dad, you know, he used to say on the radio, all right, I'm at this place, we're going to do the tomato sandwich contest. And he would eat like a ton of different tomato sandwiches. And this just, when I got that email, I was like, this is awesome. This is so cool. But it's... It's part of the Department of Agriculture, the New England Vegetable and Berry Growers Association, and the Mass Farmers Market with Boston Public Market. Again, like I said, this isn't a contest for the public to bring in the tomatoes. This is a commercial growers. They're going to be on the Blackstone Street Plaza near the intersection of Hanover Street behind the Boston Public Market. So pretty cool stuff. Just keep an eye out. I'll be talking about it a little bit more. I couldn't believe it was just a weird happening, right? Because I was thinking about tomato sandwiches. You know, my father used to do this, and then the next day I got an email about this. So that's the coolest thing. I'm pretty excited about it. They have a funny trophy, right? It's got a tomato, orange tomato on top of a regular-sized trophy. So it's cool stuff. But I like the fact that the Department of Agriculture is part of this, right? It's not just about coming down on do this, get rid of these plants, do this. This is something cool that I think is great for the public. I guess they used to do tasting for the public because of pandemic issues the past couple of years. Obviously, we're just not doing that this year. So, cool stuff. But keep in mind, in a couple of weeks, I'm looking forward to it. Anyways, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 6-1, and it is getting hot out. It is warming up. Obviously, we know we're in a heat wave. Couple more days of this, and hopefully we can get a little bit of rain this week like they've been talking about. I really hope we get that rain, because if you walk outside, you can feel how hard the soil is. It's going to take a lot of rain to really get us back to where we need to be. And it's just so bad. I mean, I could sit here and talk about it for days, but you see it. You know how far we need to go. But, man, it's just so bad. I mean, it's actually... If you go to the Mass website, they actually have two parts of Massachusetts that have gone up to critical drought, whereas if you look at the national, it says that most of Massachusetts is in significant drought. So that's what you got to kind of look at, because it is just so bad out there. I haven't seen this in a number of years. At this, you know, this level. But just keep in mind what you can do. If you can water, try and water in the mornings. See what you can do by using that soil moist, the hydrotain, any of those types of things to help your plants. It's pretty bad out there. You know, you'll notice some of your annuals might not be doing well. You know, do the best you can to keep those plants going. Those plants make us happy, right? We love to enjoy the fruit that nature brings us. But it's just too bad. Let's hope for that rain. That's what we want. We want that rain to hit us so that we can be enjoying the outside. I know it's been hard to go outside and enjoy just being in nature because of the fact that it's just so hot. All you want to do at the end of the day is you're just rest. I mean, that's kind of at the point where we're at my house. You go out in the morning, it's nice and hot, you do a few things, then you're like, I'm just going to go sit in the AC. I'm an AC guy. I like the cold weather. I'm not a huge fan of the heat, but I know that the heat brings plants, so that's why I enjoy it. Number of other things we can be looking forward to. I started to bring it up. Fall seeding and fall planting. Seeding the lawn. Definitely going to need something to help bring it back, right? And so seeding, if we can get some period of rain to allow us to water again, putting in new lawns is a good time to put this fall, right? It can help develop in the root system, can help develop further. So definitely let's hope that we get a little bit of rain so that we can do all those things we want to do in the fall. Now our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Joanne's in Yarmouth.
Joanne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Sure, I've learned so much from it. I'm just new at this thing. My grass in the front of the house is getting these holes, and like it looks like sand or something is coming up from them. They're very tiny, maybe like ant holes. And now yesterday I noticed that they're also coming in the back of the house. What can I do for this?
So if you're saying they're like little ant...
ant holes, that's what they look like, yes.
Okay. So there's a product, a granular product out there from Bonide called Ant Flea and Tick Granular. You can place that over the whole property. I found that that is one that works really well. And it's, I think it comes in a 5,000 square foot bag. Mm-hmm. The other thing, if you don't want to use something, you know, as much as that, you want to get a smaller bottle of something. They do have like an ant killer granule that comes in a 1 pound and a 4 pound. They're like shaker jugs. So you can just put them right over the top of each one of those.
Okay.
So again, that's going to depend on,
go ahead.
It's just going to depend on how much of an area you need to cover.
Okay. The name of the first one was Bon what?
It's Bonide. So Bonide. And okay, that is Ant Flea and Tick Granules.
Granular, right. Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Irene is in Lowell.
Irene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I have some sedum. I have a lot of sedum. I guess they do multiply, and they're beautiful in the fall. But every year I forget to cut them down, and they're getting so tall that they flop over. Mm-hmm. if there's something I can do, I mean, when's the best time to cut these down? And I want to cut them way down, you know, almost to the base. I'm not sure if that's the right thing to do or the best time to do it.
Now, the sedum you have, is it one that blooms in the fall?
Yes.
So you have the sedum Autumn Joy, would you say?
I think that, yes, I think it is. Mm-hmm.
And you want to, you know, it, excuse me, they tend to get some height to them, and then once the flower comes in, all of a sudden they just fall over. There are ways to keep them, holding them up. On some of them, they have like a, they have these things called grow-through grids. It's kind of like a peony ring, but what it is it's that round circle, with
right.
two stakes on the sides. But it's got a grid on it, so you put it lower on the plant will actually grow through it, and then it kind of holds it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you start it early to hold it on there. The one good thing that you have going for you is the sedum is drought tolerant, right? So they're perfect for right now.
Right.
You can also, the other thing is, these are ones that you can separate every few years, you know, by cutting them, splitting them, right? So when you go to cut some of them back, maybe it's cutting them back and then splitting them. So that can be done in the fall. After it's done blooming, right? If you can't do it in the fall, you can do it in the early spring, right? So right as they're starting to emerge, that's when you can move them. But we're looking more for when to prune them during the season, right?
Right.
And so I would say, you can cut them back by half the size in late spring, early summer. So about June. Okay, so next year you can cut the plant back so it is more compact, right?
Right.
So it's not as big. It's kind of like Montauk daisies. We prune them multiple times during the season because they bloom later. This one you only have to prune once around June 1st-ish, we'll call it, right after Memorial Day. Think about pruning the Autumn Joy. You know, you could probably prune it in half at that point, and that's going to make it stronger for later and smaller for later, but nice blooms fully. Alrighty.
Will it continue to spread?
It will continue, yes.
Okay. Right. One other
Hold
thing.
On. We're going to go to a break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.